आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस: इलेक्शन कमीशन इश्यूज नोटिफिकेशन फॉर फोर्थ फेज ऑफ लोकसभा पोल्स। Preparations in full swing for polling in first phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. Voting to be held for 102 parliamentary constituencies. Terrorists kill migrant worker from Bihar in Anantnag district of Jammu and Kashmir. Indian population estimates at 1.44 billion people overtakes China. IMD forecasts severe heat wave conditions over Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal during next 3 days. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal crashes out of Barcelona Open after straight sets defeat against Alex de Minaur. And now the news in detail. The notification for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections has been issued today. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. The candidates can file the nominations till the 25th of April. Meanwhile, the filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections will end tomorrow. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Preparations are in full swing for polling in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow. Voting in this phase will be held for 102 constituencies spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. 1,625 candidates are in the fray for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls. High-octane campaigning for this phase ended last evening. All parliamentary constituencies of Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Puducherry, Uttarakhand and Tamil Nadu will go to polls in the first phase. Voting will also take place for 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Maharashtra, 4 seats of Bihar, 3 seats of West Bengal, 2 seats in Manipur and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. Besides voting for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections, polling will also be held to elect new legislative assemblies in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim in a single phase tomorrow. In Assam, the polling parties are being dispatched to the polling booths with EVMs and other materials for the first phase of polls. 5 constituencies of the state are going to polls in the first phase tomorrow. A total of 35 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Over 86 lakh voters can exercise their voting rights in this phase. There would be dedicated polling stations to be managed by women and PWD officials. State Police Nodal Officer Prashant Kumar Bhuyan said 106 companies of Central Paramilitary Forces have been deployed in 14 districts during the first phase of polling. In Chhattisgarh, the departure of polling parties in the Maoist-affected Bastar Parliamentary Constituency began on Tuesday for the sensitive areas. Our correspondent reports that polling teams were sent by helicopter to these areas. Polling parties have been sent about 3 days in advance to more than 150 polling booths located in sensitive and inaccessible areas of Bijapur, Sukma, Dantewada, Kondagaon and Narayanpur districts. 56 polling parties were sent by helicopter on Tuesday. 100 polling parties were sent through helicopters yesterday. Tight security arrangements have been made in these sensitive areas to ensure peaceful conduct of voting. As the country gears up to vote in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow, the Chief Election Commissioner CEC Rajiv Kumar has appealed to the voters to realize their democratic responsibility and exercise their voting right. Talking to Akashwani News, CEC Rajiv Kumar said that it is because of people's judicious participation that the country has been able to hold several high-quality elections smoothly and regularly. Saying, elections are the most beautiful expression of India's democracy, CEC Rajiv Kumar called upon the youth to lead a revolution in electoral participation.
My dear voters, we have arrived at a moment of great importance for each one of you, for all of us. It is also a precious moment for India. Let me share a few words. Elections are the most beautiful expression of India's democracy. Nothing like voting. ECI and lakhs of its officials have worked very hard over last 2 years to make your voting experience peaceful, comfortable and pleasant.
Mr. Rajiv Kumar said that voters who are 85 years or above and persons with disabilities can opt to vote from the comfort of their homes. Mr. Kumar advised the people to take all precautions during the summer heat and expressed hope that the spirit of the Indian voter will beat the summer heat.
Friends, there is a talk about the summer heat. It is true. You and we should take all precautions. But I know the spirit of the Indian voter will beat the summer heat. In our great democracy, elections belong to you. The choice belongs to you. You are choosing your member of parliament. You are making the 18th Lok Sabha. You are deciding the government in the center and also in 4 states.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will hold 3 road shows and address a rally in Gandhinagar Lok Sabha constituency today. Mr. Shah, who is a BJP candidate for Gandhinagar Lok Sabha seat, will file his nomination tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Shah will hold his first roadshow in Sanand town of Ahmedabad district and the second roadshow in Kalol town of Gandhinagar district. His third roadshow will cover prominent areas of Ahmedabad city, which are parts of Gandhinagar Lok Sabha constituency. On the other hand, Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann, who was on a visit to Gujarat, held a roadshow in Bharuj in support of AAP candidate Chaitar Vasav yesterday. In Kerala, with just 8 more days left for polling, leaders of the 3 major political alliances in the state, that is LDF, UDF and NDA, have intensified campaigning in different parts of the state. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to address election meetings in Kannur and Kottayam today. LDF leader and Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan will be participating in election rallies today at 4 places in Ponani constituencies. BJP National President J.P. Nadda and CPIM Politburo member Subhashni Ali are scheduled to address public meetings tomorrow in Kottayam constituency in support of their respective candidates. BRS President K. Chandrasekhar Rao will have to clarify to the notices served on him by the Election Commission of India, ECI, by 11 a.m. this morning for his alleged derogatory comments against political leaders of the ruling Congress Party in Telangana. The ECI has served a notice to former Chief Minister for allegedly passing derogatory comments during a press conference in Sirisila in the first week of April. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Rajnandgaon Lok Sabha constituency in Chhattisgarh. Our correspondent reports that the seat has become a prestige issue for both the Bharatiya Janata Party and the Congress. Here is more in this report.
Congress has fielded former Chief Minister of the state Bhupesh Baghel, while the Bharatiya Janata Party has again showed its confidence in the present MP Santosh Pandey. A total of 15 candidates are trying their electoral fate from this parliamentary constituency. In the last 3 consecutive Lok Sabha elections, BJP candidates have won from this constituency. There are 8 assembly segments under this Lok Sabha constituency. In the assembly election held last year, Congress candidates had won in 5 of these, while BJP candidates had won in 3. Many areas of this Lok Sabha constituency are located on the border of Maharashtra. Some of these areas are affected by the problem of left-wing extremism. A total of 18,65,000 electorates are in Rajnandgaon constituency. Polling for Rajnandgaon Lok Sabha seat will be held in the second phase on April 26. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. In the Kashmir Valley, terrorists shot dead one person at Jablipura in Bijbehra area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district. He was identified as Raju Shah and was a resident of Bihar. Soon after the incident, police evacuated the critically injured to the nearby hospital for treatment. However, he couldn't survive and succumbed to his injuries. Meanwhile, the area was cordoned off by security forces and a massive manhunt has been launched to nab the terrorists involved in the terror incident. Further details are awaited. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha condemned the terror attack and has conveyed his condolences to the bereaved family. India is in now first place in the world in terms of its population. Current estimates put it at 1.44 billion. According to a report by the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, China is second with 1.425 billion inhabitants. UNFPA links the growth of India's population with the improvement of the socio-economic situation and the drop in the maternal mortality rate in the country. According to the last census conducted in 2011, the population of India was 1.21 billion. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heat wave conditions over Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal during the next 3 days. Heat wave conditions are also likely over Jharkhand, North Konkan, Saurashtra, Madhya Maharashtra, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. IMD has forecast a rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over east and parts of South Peninsula India during the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, the Odisha government has announced the closure of all private and government schools across the state from 18th to 20th of April amid the heatwave conditions. On to sports now. In tennis, Rafael Nadal crashed out of the Barcelona Open after suffering a straight sets defeat against Alex de Minaur in Barcelona yesterday. Fourth-seeded de Minaur advanced to the third round after beating Nadal 7-5, 6-1. The 22-time Grand Slam champion subsequently sat out scheduled appearances at the BNP Paribas Open and Rolex Monte Carlo Masters, Masters 1000 tournaments he previously won thrice and 11 times respectively. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Titans by 6 wickets at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing the target of 90 runs, Delhi Capitals scored 92 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 8.5 overs. Rishabh Pant was declared player of the match. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Mumbai Indians at Chandigarh. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In chess, India's D. Jukesh slipped to join second after playing out a draw against U.S. Fabiano Caruana in the round of 11 of the FIDE Candidates Tournament in Toronto last night. Russia's Ian ascended to the top and became the sole leader of the candidates after beating Vidit Gujarati with black pieces. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi.
Thank you, Zaira. With the country all set for the much-awaited general elections, various dailies have covered myriad stories. High-octane campaign ends for opening phase, writes Hindustan Times. While the Tribune reports, campaigning wraps up for phase one. Top leaders go all out on the hustings. Rahul keeps up suspense on contest from Amethi, says the Asian Age. The Pioneer writes, Suratilak for Ram Lala after 5 centuries. In an important business news, the Financial Express informs, Musk may unveil $3 billion India investment plan. And all dailies have noticed the uncanny deluge in Dubai. The Times of India carries a picture of submerged cars on Dubai roads with the caption, Dubai, UAE goes under. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission issues notification for fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls. Preparations in full swing for polling in first phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. Voting to be held for 102 parliamentary constituencies. Terrorists killed migrant worker from Bihar in Anantnag district of Jammu and Kashmir. Indian population estimates at 1.44 billion people overtakes China. IMD forecasts severe heat wave conditions over Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal during next 3 days. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal crashes out of Barcelona Open after straight sets defeat against Alex de Minaur. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.